Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here in studio with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, and City Manager Ron Fear, and looking again at tonight's City Commission meeting starting at 7 o'clock on Points Avenue at Manhattan City Hall. Public is invited to attend, of course. Item B, which is to consider a resolution about meeting procedures and public comment guidelines, is a continuation. I think we've had this discussion.
It is. The commission had a work session on the matter, and it's really to kind of bring some framework and formality to the process. You know, when you have a long item, trying to give everybody a fair chance to make a comment. Sometimes we've had 25-minute comments, sometimes we've had 2-minute comments, and so it's just trying to, and then you know you may have 40 people that want to comment, and it creates potentially for some late night meetings, and so that's another factor. So just trying to put some parameters together for some general guidelines. Meeting times is one of them. The commission for legislative meetings, which are the first and third Tuesdays of each month, such as tonight, the proposal calls for legislative meetings to be wrapped up by midnight of that night. Of course, it starts at 7, so that's a 5-hour duration meeting. So that's a pretty good time.
It's a long meeting.
And then on work sessions, which start generally at 5:30, would go to 9:30, and those are the guidelines for that. It does also provide for public comments. So on the first meeting of each legislative meeting of each month, we generally have a public comment section that's for anything that anybody in the community wants to talk about that's not on that night's agenda. So they can bring an item to the commission. It's not something that the commission will consider formally or give a lot of feedback on that particular item, but it's more of a public awareness type issue and an opportunity for that. And sometimes those have been long and, you know, taken up time of the meeting. And so it's looking at, the commission doesn't really want to time limit that component. That was a point of conversation. But they did agree, at least talked about putting a time limit of 5 minutes per speaker on that particular thing. And then if there were more than 10 speakers that wanted to speak on public comments, they could reduce that if they wanted to, if a majority of commissioners wanted to. So that was one of the things that was suggested. The other thing was occasionally we'll have formal public hearings. And so these are could be a rezoning. It could be the demolition of the house component that we did, where you have formal public hearings and you advertise those public hearings, and then that published public hearing or the notices, the legal notices we send to neighbors that live within a certain distance of a property that's being affected. That notice says the public hearing starts at 7. Well, sometimes that public hearing may not actually start till 8 or 9, depending on where it is in the agenda. And so what we're suggesting is that we actually create this public hearing section, if you will. And so to try and make sure that gets done fairly early, it would immediately follow the consent agenda. So anything that would have a public hearing involved with it would start after the consent agenda. Consent agenda usually goes very quickly. It's something that passes with a motion. If there's something on the consent agenda, commissioners can and the public can certainly ask questions about it. But if it's going to be something that it's going to have a lot of discussion on, then the item can be moved to the end of the general agenda. So those all stay the same. And probably the other factor that is in consideration is just the time limit for speakers. There is a recommendation that if you want to speak at the city commission meeting, that you sign up in advance. Only thing, and it's not a requirement, it's just a suggestion. And if you do sign in up in advance, you're going to be first out of the chute, if you will, to speak. You can certainly show up at the meeting and still speak. We just ask you to sign in at the podium. So the clerk's going to call the folks that have signed up in advance to speak. Otherwise, it'll be very similar to how it's been. And sometimes we make people sign and sometimes we don't. So it'll just give some formality, gives a good record of who the speakers are and some information about them. And so it's, a start. This is something that we can certainly amend from time to time if we find things might work better if we did something a little bit different. So just, you know, again, it's to try and keep some kind of time limit necessarily and equal opportunity for folks to have a equal amount of time, that sort of thing.
And Mayor, I understand it's a delicate balance with a lot of this stuff, especially when you're dealing with public comment and those sort of things, because I don't think there's been any commission that I've ever covered who's told me that they don't appreciate public comment. But Ron, like you were saying, sometimes it can get long and you do got to have a consideration for the overall sort of time span of the evening.
It's true. You know, we haven't had many meetings that go late into the night. Maybe two a year, it seems to me. But still, I have always been interested in making sure that the public was able to say what they came to say. If they care enough to come, and you know from attending a number of them that sometimes there aren't many people there.
Be a little sparse.
So, so those issues that attract the public, I want to make sure they have an opportunity. And I think they do. The late nights for... maybe we don't make as good a decisions after midnight. I'd be willing to concede that. And so this will give us more order and we'll be more efficient. And I'm interested in trying it. I don't see why it wouldn't work. It looks to me from the research the staff has done, it looks like other communities are much more rigid than what we're proposing. So I want to be sure that we leave it open enough that the public is able to participate. We're their employees, and it's our collective government. So.
And that really is the challenge, right, on where you fall on that as far as being too rigid, too lax, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And probably a good time, if you're going to look at these sort of issues, now would be the time to do it, because when budget season gets here in a little bit, which is just right around the corner, things get moving along pretty quick.
They do. And we deal with the budget so many times. It seems to me like, I don't know, 8-9 different meetings are consumed primarily by budget issues. But the public doesn't – there isn't a lot of public that members of the public that attend some of our budget meetings. But it's – you know, we do have –
a lot of stakeholders.
Other issues.
Yeah.
And when maybe one of you mentioned this last time we talked about this subject, but just in case you didn't, just to remind some listeners, how often does the commission look at these sort of issues and think, well, maybe we need to tweak this here, or revise this here, or maybe when's the last time that when it comes to public meeting, public comment, that these sort of things were looked at?
So it's actually one of our goals to look at some of our older resolutions and ordinances to kind of modernize them. And so obviously this is one where... we really, you know, I think it's a good time to look at it because we don't have any pressing issue that's trying to necessarily influence it. So that's not necessarily, you know, if you are envisioning a very controversial item that's coming forward and you're putting these rules in place just before that gets here, that's not a situation that's occurring. And so it's a good time. And I think, you know, this certainly is a flexible enough policy that any governing, the current or future governing bodies, could look at this and decide whether or not they want to modify it in some way.
I think there's some horror tales in other cities, and not even necessarily in Kansas, but where a big group of people descend on a meeting and the commissioners are never able to get to the reason they, you know, to the business of the evening. And so it's just what we're after is a balance. I am, you know, like I said, interested in the hearing from the public. We also have bills to pay and procedures and development proposals that need to go through. And if we're totally consumed by, you know, there are issues that just attract a lot of people, and it might be a dog issue or
that's one that does.
I'm just using this. Sure. I'm not being really serious because I take all that serious, but we need some uniformity, and that's what we're trying to provide.
All right, very good. Let's go ahead and take our last break. When we come back, we'll talk about Parks and Rec and their update that they're going to do, and also maybe look at that consent agenda for tonight here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial.